Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Starting things out with some not-so-great news from here in New Hampshire. Did you hear the news today, Mark?
In New Hampshire?
Smoking ban.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They got us.
Yeah, it went through 224 to 117 in the State House here in New Hampshire, I guess, earlier today.
So that's just the State House. It still has to go where?
It has already passed the Senate. It passed the Senate 17-7 back in February. Governor Lynch says he supports the law. Mm. When he signs it into law, this is from the unionleader.com, New Hampshire will join 16 other states, including all of New England, in banning smoking in restaurants and bars. The bill takes effect 90 days after it's signed by the governor. It also bans smoking in in-state licensed public educational facilities, hospitals, grocery stores, elevators, tramways, gondolas, and other such public conveyances. They have gondolas in New Hampshire?
The hell is a gondola? Isn't that a
some sort of a boat, right?
Isn't that for ski resorts? They call that a gondola?
I think a gondola is a boat. I don't know. It exempts members. And I have to look it up. It exempts members-only private bars operated by social, fraternal, or religious organizations unless they're also open to the general public. So that's all we have as far as details at this point. More information is supposed to come out tomorrow.
Well, a lot of bars, you know, preempt this sort of thing by selling annual memberships for a buck.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that, but I think that they're going to try to get around that by claiming that this is that would make them open to the general public.
I don't think so, though. It's not open to the general public. You have to be a member.
You become a member when you come in there and pay them the dollar.
So you sell a membership for a dollar.
It'll be interesting to see what happens here. I don't know if there are going to be a lot of opportunities for civil disobedience. I mean, I would love for somebody to be civilly disobedient on this, but it would, again, the way they construct these laws, it would require the individuals who wanted to be civil disobedient to be bar owners.
Mm-hmm.
And most bar owners don't want to put their liquor license on the line.
Right.
To,
liquor license is very valuable, and people don't want to, you know, put their whole livelihood out for, you know, a smoking ban. It's tough.
Bill Dreyer, and I'm just reading through some of these comments on the story from Hudson, says, I think it's a great idea. Having a mom and aunts pass away from lung cancer, I am for it. People can make their own decisions if they want to smoke in their own cars or house. Well,
but you
can
make your own decision if you want to smoke in your own bar.
It depends on where you live in this country, because there are some places where they are outlawing smoking in cars if there are other people in the car, especially kids. But when you're eating or enjoying a drink and someone sits next to you and lights up, then you have a hard decision to make. Do I leave the establishment and ruin a good dinner or a night out? I am in favor of the bill.
See, it's not that difficult of a decision, is it, Bill?
Bill,
mm-hmm. Because you decided whether or not you wanted to walk into that bar from the beginning. It was a smoking or non-smoking establishment from the get-go. You don't have it hard. The only reason you have a hard decision is because you didn't pay attention to the sign.
Yeah, good point. Lorraine writes in from Goffstown, if the smoking ban is to protect employees of restaurants and bars, why are private clubs exempt?
Right.
I see ads for bartenders all the time in the Help Wanted section. It seems you become a member after you're hired. If the government is going to protect people from smoke, then it should be across the board. My husband and I own a small tavern in Goffstown. We do allow smoking and will accommodate our smoking customers with an outside area when the ban takes effect. Well, that's going to work real well in the wintertime. We also do not anticipate a drop in business. If anything, our food business will increase. Yet another cowardly business owner who is too cowardly to ban smoking on their own, so they wanted to wait for the government, mommy government, to come along and make it a mandatory requirement for all businesses. And that way they could just use that as an excuse and say, oh, well, look, what can we do about it? We're just going to have to ban smoking, and I guess so will everyone else, so I guess we won't lose any business as a result, because that's what they were concerned of. They're concerned they're going to lose business if they do it on a voluntary basis. But now, since it's
sure, they don't
want
to have to compete in the marketplace against places that would allow smoking.
Exactly. So I'm just running down the list here. Let's see. Lee from Charlestown says, this has nothing to do with Massachusettsization. This is a matter of the employee's health. The argument that an employee has a choice is not valid either. Really? If you have five people who work smoking and five who work non-smoking, what happens if the smoking call in sick? Do you close the smoking section for the day, or does someone have to work it who doesn't want to? See, I don't understand. Why is it this is so hard for people to get? The employee has the choice to work in the establishment. They've chosen to work there, period. Of course they have a choice. Saying that's not valid is absolutely absurd. So I understand their quandary that, oh, what would you do if you had employees that didn't want to work the smoking section? Well, that would be up to the manager and the employees to decide on their own.
They would have to figure it out.
So much for Live Free or Die, says Eric. I admit moving here from Massachusetts, but it was the perception of freedoms that brought me here. Certainly not to bring the foolish ideals from Massachusetts here. This is yet one more step down the slippery slope of the government becoming too involved in my life. I'm not a restaurant owner, but when will it stop? Seatbelts, smoking, is trans fat next? And helmets? Yes, these are great ideas to improve one's own life, but that's just it. It's my decision. I'll take note of those who voted in favor of this law and ensure they don't get my vote next time around, and I'll also ensure those I can influence will also not be voting for these people either. I suggest others who feel this way do the same. Send a message we want our freedom back from the New Hampshire of Massachusetts government. That guy's on our side.
Yeah, clearly.
800-259-9231. And I hope he's right. I hope there's a serious lashback against these politicians in this state. They're making it as difficult as they possibly can on us, Mark, to try to recruit liberty lovers here to this state as part of the Free State Project. In case you don't know, Mark and I are members of the Free State Project. It's a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals who are all going to move to New Hampshire over the next several years and be activists for liberty here in the state. And one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen was because it was obviously one of the most free states in the country. Of course, the recent election of all these Democrats has resulted, not to say the Republicans have been liberty-loving in this state, they've grown the government plenty, but this recent the recent swing towards the Democratic side has reinvigorated all the statists in New Hampshire government, and now they're bringing out all the liberty-destroying bills they can think of.
Well, you know, I considered the smoking and the smoking ban and the seatbelt, you know, the instituting of the seatbelt law here in New Hampshire. I considered those two to be the most important laws that Free Talk Live could target as far as, you know, the Free State Project. Now, obviously, we don't have a great deal of sway here in New Hampshire. It's not like we're a New Hampshire radio show. We're a national radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, as far as the Free State Project goes, I think that people look to New Hampshire for freedom and liberty. And, you know, obviously a smoking ban in bars isn't really indicative of that.
Nope.
Nor is having to wear your seatbelt. I think that's a bigger issue. I think that
it's certainly much more. It's going to be more visible.
The way they've worded this particular law, smart business owners, and I'm going to make sure that I tell every bar owner that I happen to know. Look, so all you have to do is have a membership for $1 a year, and you can get around this law.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have told one bar owner that already.
They'll have to charge every single person that $1, though.
They will.
Right.
It'll be a $1 cover charge to get in.
Could you do lifetime?
What was that?
Couldn't you do lifetime membership?
I can't see why you wouldn't.
Right.
I mean, $1 lifetime membership.
But then do you have to have someone at the door the entire time that you're open?
You wouldn't necessarily. It depends on how close your bar is to the door. You know, your actual bar is to the door. But yes, essentially somebody would have to work the door.
Right, because my concern would be, you know, if they're claiming that if you're a public business, then you cannot have smoking, whereas if you're a private club, you can. So if it's a public business, then, I don't know, would allowing, or if it's a supposedly a private club, would allowing a member of the public to just walk in be a violation? Would that get you a fine?
Well, no, you could, for instance, if I wanted to go to the Lions Club, mm-hmm. I can walk in the door. I wouldn't be able to get served any drinks or food at the Lions Club until I was a member of it, and they likely would charge me significantly more than $1 lifetime. But, you know, so it's something that can be gotten around. It's not really good news. I would say that we did beat Real ID, and that would be, you know, a huge issue for a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of good news recently, but this is terrible news, and really it's just another indicator that New Hampshire is in just as much peril as the rest of the country. It's just things have moved, the wheels of tyranny have ground a little bit slower here in New Hampshire, but this is just another reason why we need to get the message out about the Free State Project and get as many people to move here as quickly as possible to stand our ground, to defend liberty. 800-259-9231. Talk about voting next.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, including an entire year's worth of archives right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them right there, front page of the site, for free at freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com. As we go to the phones, it is a guest that we've brought on. His name is Francois. I believe it is Tremblay.
That's right.
Okay, good. I'm glad I got it right. Francois, you are, let's see, you host your own podcast. I believe you are the co-host of the Hellbound, is it Alley? Is that how it's pronounced?
That's right. I have been, yes. The show has recently been ended.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
I used to be, yes.
I'm looking at the website, and it does not say that your show was ended, so that's why I was confused.
Sorry about that.
Should I not give that site out as your official website?
No, give it away. I mean, we still have plenty of archives on there for people to listen to. And so, and I also have a new show called The Machinery of Freedom.
Which is all about market anarchy, anarcho-capitalism,
free market,
and all that sort of thing.
That's right, exactly.
So that would make you a self-proclaimed market anarchist, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. It's the best term that I use because the term anarcho-capitalist kind of has systemic connotations that I don't really like. I'm not really pro-capitalism per se. I'm in favor of everyone choosing how they want to live in whatever economic system they want. So the term market anarchy is the idea of having all ideologies on a sort of global market is closer to what we're talking about. So
I totally understand where you're coming from. I personally don't choose anarcho-capitalist simply because capitalism has sort of, in popular culture, has sort of become this bad word.
And I think that if you talk to most people, they understand capitalism as the system we have today. They understand the word capitalism as state capitalism.
Right. Which isn't, I mean, we don't have true capitalism today, and the only way you could have true capitalism is in the absence of the government. Of course, I mean, it's silly to try to explain that to everybody when you mention that you're an anarcho-capitalist. So, and then, of course, I personally don't really like the term anarchist because that's been sort of marginalized and destroyed by popular culture and the news media.
I understand.
Whenever they use the word anarchist, it's always those guys in, you know, dressed in black throwing firebombs at some, you know, police protest or something like that.
Absolutely.
So that's why I've chosen.
The other word that you can use is voluntarist.
I like that one. That's a good one. I like voluntarist and I like free marketeer. That's personally what I've chosen.
Yeah, yeah. The term voluntarist was coined by Karl Wattner, and he has a whole website of article and so on, which is also very interesting.
So, Francois, again, your website is hellboundalley.com. That's A-L-L-E-E-E, hellboundalley.com.
It's not really my website. I mean, I don't really have a website, but if you want a website of mine on the topic of politics and market anarchy, I would recommend that people check out simplyanarchy.com.
Okay, that's one of your sites?
On that site, I've really created a repository of all the interesting articles, all classified in different topics, and I have a very extensive list of quotes, and I have all sorts of links, all sorts of things on there. It's a gigantic repository of all things market anarchist.
Excellent, excellent. So that's simplyanarchy.com, was it?
That's right, simplyanarchy.com.
So, now, the reason I found you, or the way I found you, Francois, was that somebody had posted on the Free Market Diggers, or the Free Market Dispatch group, which we have here with Free Talk Live. It's essentially a news group devoted
to...
Yes, I understand. I've got to explain it for everybody else that hasn't.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
It's a news group that is devoted to getting people to go and dig on the website dig.com, which is an incredibly popular social networking, or not, I guess not social networking, but Web 2.0 website, to get people to go and dig up liberty-oriented related articles. And so one of your articles was actually posted there, which was an article about, I guess you were responding to Cindy Sheehan, because we talked about Cindy's, as basically she was throwing in the towel on activism, and you'd come out and you had an open letter to Cindy, basically saying what to Cindy?
Basically telling her, first of all, that I very much sympathize with what she has to say and what she went through. Secondly, to explain to her a few facts about what is the cause of war. And I believe that the biggest and necessary cause of war is the state and taxation. I mean, it's pretty obvious for us that, you know, if you don't have the state, if you don't have taxation, you can't have large-scale war, you can't have large-scale militaries.
Right, you need the printing press. You've got to have the printing press. You've got to be able to print money into existence, really, to finance war.
Exactly. And it's something that people, you know, because she was involved in the peace activism movement, and I think that people there are activists, first of all. They're not searching for peace, first of all. They are there for activism. And activists need the state. because activists, their first hope is that they can get the state to pass laws for them, you know, and make life a lot easier for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's a big problem if you're going to be a so-called peace activist, because that's a contradictory. You know, you're not going to really search for the causes of war, and I think the state is the main cause of war if you look at this both theoretically and historically. And the third thing that I told her in this open letter is that I think she should consider joining, you know, the market anarchist movement, because our movement, you know, has the methods to make it, and political means have never achieved any lasting freedom, you know, in the history of politics. You know, the only way to really achieve lasting freedom is through disengagement. And so I told her, you know, I think that you should consider those facts.
When you say disengagement, Francois, what do you mean?
What I mean by disengagement is basically, first of all, you need to explain to people what the situation is. You need to make them understand the immorality of the state. You need to make them understand. You need to raise their class consciousness in terms of saying, you know, we have this ruling class here. They say they're ruling in your name, in the name of the people, but they're really not. They're ruling for their own interests, and they're using democracy as their tool to legitimize themselves. And once you have that, once you have a group of people who are dedicated to freedom, you need to disengage from the state. And the concept of disengagement, it's like we say things like, don't vote, don't pay taxes, don't invest in government bond, blah, blah, blah. But the foundation of it is the psychological process of being able to say, you know, we're part of the people, the masses, and we're part of society. Society and the state are not friends. Society and the state are opposite processes, and the state is a parasite on our work. It's a parasite on society.
And so you're saying just rejecting that all, just sort of rejecting that all internally and coming to terms with the understanding that you want to be completely separate from those claiming allegiance to the state.
Exactly. And what that means in practice is you need to, of course, if we're talking about concrete actions of disengagement, we're talking about principled resistance, protests, and so on.
Let's talk more about, I want to touch on defeating the state and getting away from the state and all that. I can see Mark over here,
I'd like to touch on the room. Sustainability.
Mark's the minarchist here, and so I can see he's got a lot of questions brewing over there. We're going to get to that. Francois, hang on. We're bringing you back for more. 800-259-9231. But something Francois and I are going to disagree on, the reason I brought him on the show, is he's against voting, and I reluctantly support it. We'll talk about that coming up.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We have a guest on the line with us. His name is Francois Tremblay, and he is the mayor. Close enough? Am I getting it wrong?
What?
Am I getting it wrong?
No. That's okay. I'm just kidding you.
Okay. But I don't want to botch. I don't want to botch up anybody's name.
No, it's fine. Before we continue, I'd like to make a couple of things clear, if you don't mind.
Sure.
No, the first thing is I'm not completely against people who participate in the whole Ron Paul campaign in order to co-opt its ideas. I mean, we already have a few people in our group that uses the values and ideals that people like about the Ron Paul campaign and use them to show, look, you know, there's a better way than voting for Ron Paul. There's a better way than using political means, because you're really not going to achieve, you know, whatever it is that you value in what this guy is saying. And I think it's really good to co-opt things like that. And the other thing is that the non-voting aspect is not an isolated aspect. We're not saying not voting as primary. What we're saying is to not grant any legitimacy to the state is the primary aspect that we're talking about. That does include non-voting, but that includes, of course, a lot of other things like taxation, private arbitration, black market, evading taxes, not having any government bonds, blah,
sure.
blah, blah.
Now, Francois, I live in a town here of, 30,000 people or so.
Yeah.
And maybe in the municipal elections, you know, the local town elections, maybe 1,000 people participate. So we have a great deal of non-participation going on in local government. But that doesn't stop the local officials from feeling as though they're completely justified in what they're doing. If two or three people came out, and we've had stories on air where nobody voted in a particular municipal election, it doesn't seem to stop the municipality brutality from, you know, using cops and guns and force.
That's absolutely true. The main point of delegitimization is not to intimidate the ruling class, because the ruling class will not be intimidated until you have until they see the actual results in their pocketbook, when you stop paying taxes, when you stop, you know, using the white market. But the main point of delegitimizing the state at this stage is for the benefit of other people, for the benefit of other people to realize that, you know, we don't really need the state, and the state, you know,
right.
The immorality.
Now, look,
of the state,
Francois,
of terror.
I totally understand where you're coming from, and I agree with most of the things that you say in regards to, you know, stopping paying as many taxes as you possibly can.
However, I have to interrupt you in there, because there is a cost to not paying your taxes. I admit that. However, there's no cost in not voting. And
there's no cost, but I say that there's a point in not paying your taxes. At the very least, money going into the system. There, I would say that there's no point in not paying, in not voting.
I agree that there is a point in doing both, I would say, but the difference is that. Well,
Francois, quick question.
Exactly,
can you back away from your phone for just maybe a half an inch or something like that? We're getting a little bit of rough connection there. Go ahead with your question.
Well, I would have to ask you, what point do you see in voting? What benefit do you think it gives you as an individual or as part of this libertarian movement?
Well, if I can elect, and we in New Hampshire, we've had some success in electing libertarian individuals to the state house and other municipal bodies around the state. And so I would say that the point is getting people who, whether they're, free marketeers, I doubt very seriously we have very many of those in office, or, just libertarians, regular old libertarians in office, slows the wheels of the state by churning out legislation. So, that's the point.
Okay, fine. In the context of the Free State Project, I agree with you, but what... Here's how I see the Free State Project. Like I told you, in order to truly disengage from the state, you need to have a community of freedom lovers or free marketers, however you want to call them. You need to have the creation of an alternative framework to see the state, because as long as you're plunged in the state indoctrination and you have to use state services, blah, 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 I don't think you can truly have, you know, an anti-state pro-society framework. And I think that that is an important role of the Free State Project, and I think that it's good for, is that it has the potential of creating a safe space for people to live in, to communicate with, and to have this framework always present in their mind.
Francois, in order to have the free state, though, it's not just getting 20,000 liberty-loving individuals here, but it's them participating in government and being active politically in order to get the state, New Hampshire, which is a pretty free state already, significantly freer.
Well, now, hold on.
And that attracts people that would be, of the liberty mindset, so therefore you really do have a free space.
Now, I agree with you, Mark, to that extent, but also the Free State Project is also made up of people that don't want anything to do with politics. There are
But they're
going to
be active. I said
here.
Active politically.
They're not active politically. They're
going out and protesting at the IRS building against IRS taxes, as far as I'm concerned, is being active politically.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, that's fine, but they're also doing civil disobedience as well, and these people are coming in here, and they are moving together, and they are backing one another up, so when one is arrested, the other rally around, and they do what they can to spread the word and harass
Excellent.
The bureaucrats, and there's really some great things going on that are outside of the system, and I think that you'd appreciate that, Francois. There's a lot of extra system activity happening here, as well as there's the political guys doing their political thing up in Concord. But
Absolutely.
I wanted to just sort of touch on using voting as a tool to promulgate our ideas, and I understand where you're coming from. People have told me you should run for office, Ian. No way in hell am I going to get involved in something like that. That's just not something I couldn't do it with my principles. I wouldn't want to get involved in all that bureaucracy. It's just no thank you. But nonetheless, I've come across the anti-voting articles before. I've read them and I understand them, and I understand the principle basis for not voting. You don't want to legitimize the state or endorse it or in some way participate in it in any way. And I understand that, but at the same time, as Lysander Spooner pointed out, it is an anonymous ballot. There's actually no real way for anyone to really prove that you did vote, even if you, whether you did or not go and vote. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why the whole thing's illegitimate in the first place. But nonetheless, I think that here in Keene, as Mark mentioned, there's 25,000, 30,000 people living here. 1,000 people vote in the municipal elections.
And that's being generous.
And we could say, okay, we're principled, we're not running candidates, we're not voting, we're not doing anything like that. But then in that case, what's going to happen is what always happens, and that is the big government freaks will put up their candidates for office. They'll vote. The bureaucrats will come out and vote for themselves. They'll vote for bigger government every single time. And all the little people, all the people that really would like to live freer, that really don't like the big government but don't feel like there's anything they can do about it, they throw up their hands and they don't bother turning out to the polls either, because who wants to vote for big government candidate A versus big government candidate B? So what we're doing here is we're utilizing the cloak of legitimacy to our benefit, or at least that's the plan. We're going to see how it works this year because we're trying it for the first time. But the difference between the government and any other gang of thugs is that the government, as you well know, has this sort of cloak of legitimacy, this aura of legitimacy that it has to sort of shroud itself in order for the regular folk not to realize the violence of it, the inherent violence of its actions. And so because government has to use the cloak of legitimacy, that means that we can utilize that cloak to some extent against the government. Use the elections process to foist candidates out, put candidates out there that are talking about really small government or in some cases no government whatsoever, to utilize the attention that inevitably the news media will give to these candidates. And I want to hear your response to this here in a moment, so hang on. Use the attention that will be given to those candidates to explain our message, to talk about how government is violent, to get those to get that message out there. Why not use those channels? That's what I'd like to hear. Come up from Francois.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We get all kinds of neat features. We give them all away, though. If you want to help support the show on a voluntary basis, then you should head over and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Send us $3 a month, and we will take that money in and turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live to get the show on as many radio stations as we possibly can, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You get some perks as well, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, as well as the AMP-only chat room and forum. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. I think you'll find it pretty exciting, and it's working for us, and that means it's working for you because it's spreading freedom. amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Francois Tremblay, who is the man behind simplyanarchy.com, which is kind of a nice little central hub to get all sorts of neat links to pro-free market types materials and essays and all that sort of thing.
Absolutely. We also have a forum, and I'm in the process of starting a new market anarchist forum for activists.
Very good.
So that should be interesting.
So we were talking about voting, and you are pretty adamantly set against voting. You don't want to endorse the system in any way whatsoever.
Exactly.
And while I understand where you're coming from on that, I was curious as to how you would feel about what we're doing here as in the Free State, as part of the Free State Project here in Keene, where we're going to be running candidates who are principled pro-liberty candidates,
yes,
utilizing the mechanisms of the state against itself.
I understand. Like I told you, the Free State Project, the way I see it is, it has the potential to provide a safe space for anti-state activities to occur, because for this kind of community of people to occur, you need to have a physical safe space, if only to host, say, an internet server.
Mm-hmm.
Or to have actual facilities, or to have neighborhoods that are disconnected from the grid, all that sort of good thing that you can get in the disengagement process. But you need to have some kind of safe space where you can say, you know, we can do things here, and we don't run a big risk of being, you know,
right,
of being arrested and dragged to some gulag.
And I can see those things happening. You talk about the neighborhoods. You talk about people getting together. I can see those things happening off into the future. Not tomorrow, but sometime within the next 5, 10, 20 years here in New Hampshire. those communities are going to pop up. In fact, we know people that are, you know, investor types that are very interested in investing in something like that. So there's some pretty neat things happening here.
On the other hand, I would say that there are some pretty strong negative points in adopting that strategy. The first is, I don't think that can work in the long term. I don't think political means have ever been able to achieve lasting freedom. If it can buy us time, yes, I would think that would be a valuable gain. The other thing is, voting, I believe, is bad for the movement, because if most people come into contact with libertarian activists through the political process, well, they'll easily come to believe that the libertarian movement is about participating in social warfare, but obviously that's not what we want.
Francois, they don't know it's social warfare. The people that we're contacting, the people that are coming across the libertarian message in a campaign situation, they don't understand the free market. They don't understand the concepts you're talking about. They don't realize that government is force. And so you have to understand that what we're doing is allowing those people to come into the fold at a certain point. They'll get a taste of our message, and then inevitably they're going to like it, because who doesn't like
this message? I understand.
And they're going to move along through the process. I mean, even though we were all born anarchists, we don't really figure that out until way down the line. It took me, 7 years to get to get from the point of a small government person to a free marketeer that I am today. And so we have to have some sort of there has to be some sort of mechanism there to allow the regular folk in the world to discover this message and to internalize it for themselves in a nice, slow, easy process. And putting somebody into the election is a way to do that, is a way to reach out to those people and some way to legitimize what we're doing. I'm not saying the state is legitimate, but I'm saying that people see it that way, and until we can use the state's cloak of legitimacy against it, then it'll be much more difficult for us to do it all outside of the system. I think that there's a significant benefit to using the system to turn it against itself.
Yes, but you have to understand there's a big difference between co-opting and using the system and working it. And that would be the main point. I don't have anything against co-opting the system. I think that's a great thing. But the problem is when you start taking it seriously.
When you say that, what do you mean?
What I mean is, instead of seeing it as, the ruling class, it's like the whole Ron Paul thing. I've been arguing with a lot of people on that. It's like some people's attitude is like, yeah, Ron Paul has these great ideas, and we can talk to other people about these ideas and tell them that, they should join our movement, etc., which is, co-opting Ron Paul's campaign. And there are other people who go like, yeah, I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to, I'm going to make signs, and I'm really into, he's our only hope, And I think that's not only a very absurd attitude, but to me it's also an issue of trust. Is that how much can I trust these people if the ruling class starts waving a shiny bone at them, and previously they were all like,
okay, now hold on.
Are the
minarchists, Francois, are the minarchists out there, and I'll use the term Ian does, I would just call us libertarians, but are the minarchists out there, the people that want smaller government, are they your friends?
I would definitely, classify myself as part of the libertarian movement in general.
Okay. That's really the dividing point. So I say that if I'm a minarchist, with friends that don't, political friends that don't vote and don't support what it is that I'm doing, I don't need friends like that. I've got plenty of enemies that don't vote and don't support. I just, you're not helping forward the liberty movement with these quote unquote friends. You're the market anarchists or free marketeers or whatever term you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
Those people segment themselves, especially the ones that don't vote, segment themselves from the minarchists by drawing all these lines down the middle, saying, "Oh, you're unprincipled. You're bad folks." And they don't real in the process. All they do is warm the air with the things they talk about, and they get nowhere because they're not willing to take steps.
No, I understand absolutely. I mean, I personally certainly don't want to divide the movement. I think that we all want to work towards the same goal. The only problem is that some people use methods, you know, that are not really going to lead them anywhere and kind of hurt the movement, in my opinion. Now, if you are a minarchist, if you really believe in the cause of small government, what I would say is you should join our movement, because political means, I mean, look, what has the Libertarian Party achieved in the last 40 years?
Well, I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party. I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, and we have two members in Congress currently, in the United States Congress, and a few members.
And they've done nothing for freedom. I mean, there's not. I mean, he's right.
Voted against.
The Libertarian movement politically hasn't achieved anything in the last 30 years.
In the next 40 years, I'll make you. I wouldn't make you a bet if it was possible to falsify it. But I believe that in the next 40 years, if the minarchists join us and if the libertarian movement starts using the methods that have worked for all successful freedom movement in the past, I mean, we can do more in the next 40 years than the Libertarian Party will do in 80 years.
Well, one thing I understand about libertarians is you sure as hell can't get them to agree on anything. So it's very unlikely that, A, libertarians are going to join the market anarchists, or, B,
anarchists
are going to join the libertarians.
I'm not necessarily saying you have to become a market anarchist. But you have to realize that political means, as a sort of method to use, like saying, we're going to use, I'm not talking like you saying that you want to use voting in order to achieve a short or medium term objective. I'm talking people who say, we need to work within the system. We need to use political means. That has never worked.
I agree with you on that.
To bring lasting freedom.
Right. I agree with you. To look to politics as the only solution is a fool's errand. It's going to be an inevitable failure.
I disagree.
And,
I'm not saying if you're a minarchist, you should accept you should accept what I believe in or whatever. That's
no. I and believe me, Ian and I have this same fight every night of the week. It's just that we're talking specifically, I guess, about voting.
So all I want for all libertarians to realize is that political means have not worked, and political means will never work.
Can you give me some examples of that? Because
look at the last 35 years; it's been the Libertarian Party's been completely ineffective. The government's been getting more totalitarian. The fact is, and you've agreed with me on this, Mark, and it's surprising that you're disagreeing with me now.
Uh-oh.
You've agreed with me that it's going to take a combination of civil disobedience and politics and working outside the system. It's all going to have to work together in order for something to really change. To go and just keep voting and hope that's going to make a difference, I don't think it will. I'm with Francois on that one. And Francois, we are out of time, but it's been great having you on the show.
And
thank you very much.
I would like to point out that I have a book called "But Who Will Build the Roads? Market Anarchy Explained."
And people can visit you online at simplyanarchy.com. Hour 2 is coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.